Okay, let's learn some Likutei Moran together. This Torah is set on Shavuos, Yom HaBikurim. And we're coming up to the Yom of Kabbalas HaTorah. Yom Chasun Oso Zematan Torah. To come to be Mizdavig with Hashem, Bikdushas HaTorah, HaKadosha, Shal Yodo, that Al Yedei the Torah, Ramam Shechariches Yomim L'Toicha Malchus. And there's many, many ways of interpreting and relating to Torah, Lefi, this Torah and Vav. And the Rebbe is really trying to bring us to understand how much Hashem wants us, how much we're Poel in the world. Ah, each person in their place has a unique shlichus that they were sent into the world for. And a shama inside the kuf. To be mivarer berurim, misakin, shvir sakelim, l'man kvodo yisbarach for kvod Hashem. Not to trap our malchus, chas v'shalom, and to take the malchus for ourselves, l'hanoscha, a person for their own hana, ultimately falling into Chalishas Adas and Atzvas Ruach, like the Rebbe talks about at the end. Incredible, incredible darkness where we just don't even know what darkness means. We don't even know that we're doing mitzvahs bechlal. We're doing tons of mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim every day, and we have no access to the joy that we're be'etzim shayach to, that we're capable of accessing. Because we're in what's called Hastara Shebetoi Hastara. The truth is every single Jew has a Malchus, has a Tzimtzum Meyuchad, a Mokum Meyuchad for their special Avodas Hashem in the world. That's Kolel Torah Mitzvahs, which the Rebbe refers to as Esek HaTorah. And the first piece of advice, the general advice of Torah Nevov, is that through Esek HaTorah, you're able to open up the gates of Arichas Yomim and draw it into Malchus when you're learning Torah in a way of being Koire Es Hashem, Koire Es Achaim. You're calling out to Hashem in order to be Magdil Shmo Yisborach, to make Hashem's name greater in the world. Right? We do mitzvahs every single day, ma'asim tovim, every single day, limud haTorah, tefillah. And we just dislike it because we're not using it to draw chiyus into malchus, to draw chokhma into malchus. We're just stuck in our own little box, trying to meet the quote-unquote expectations of Hashem Yisbarach, meaning the expectations that we've created, ki'ilu, that this is what God wants from me. Some scary, demanding God who puts me into a non-consensual relationship and just demands things of me that I can't possibly do. And the Ikar Yeshua that Rabbeinu brings us to is for us to say, whoa, I am so wrong. I am just a big Baal Dimyon, stuck in delusion. Just off. Totally unaware of the truth that I could be Mam Lech Hashem in every single thing that I do. Yes, Torah mitzvahs, bivadai. And we have a Rebbe who's Moylech al Kol Olam Kulo, Biskasya, meaning to say, he's filled with advice and chokhmah, pikchus, wisdom that's able to give us incredible direction in life. A person could just get through the thicket of just brokenness and darkness and shame and self-disgust because we have basic advice from the Rebbe. Because he tells us to learn Limud haTorah. It's not like your Mashgiach is telling you to learn Limud haTorah. More accurately, the Mashgiach in your heart that's telling you to learn Limud haTorah. Rak Teza. But we have a Rebbe who tells us, hey, Torah is easy. It's the easiest thing in the entire world. Open up a book, read it, and now you have access to incredible chiyus, arichas yomim. Take a minute to be misameach yourself that you learned Torah, that you're mamlech Hashem with this mitzvah, knowing that, oh, I'm a shliach of Hashem. I'm mamlech Hashem with every single mitzvah that I do. It's impossible to grasp and to fathom what my mitzvahs are capable of being po'el l'mala. The Chofetz Chaim once gave a beautiful mashal about a young boy whose uncle died and he received a large inheritance check for $1 million. And he was walking home from school. I guess they brought it to school. And he passed the candy shop that he always wanted to get these specific candies, and it just wasn't in his allowance. But now he's Mole Shefa. So this little boy says to the candy shop owner, I want those candies, all the top shelf candies. I want all of them. This was in reaction to the Chafetz Chaim saying that every single mitzvah is worth all the, is greater than all of the money in the world. So the Talmud said to the Chafetz Chaim, listen, I hear you. I believe what you're saying. But just to be honest, I would give up one Asher Yotzer to know that I'm financially stable. So the Chafetz Chaim said over this mashal about this boy. So he tells the candy shop owner, I want all the top shelf candies. And the Chafetz Chaim said, if we're dealing with an owner who's cruel, who's just an achzar, so what's he going to do? He's going to take the check and give the boy all the candy that his heart desires. And so, goodbye. Shalom Yisrael. He gets his candy. He can retire and close the shop. But if the owner is a Rachman, then the owner is going to tell the little boy, you don't understand what you have in your hand. Nothing, nothing in my store is worth what you have in your hand. And he's not going to make the deal. And that's every Asher Yotzer's Shaveh Kol Hon Da Alma. This is what it means, Kabbalah Satorah Be'emes. Like the Rebbe talks about in Zion, Shavuos. Kabbalah Satorah Be'emes means that Torah has to be Mikubal Alecha. You have to have accepted the fact, right? Because Kabbalah Satorah, Mazeh. I have lots of Sfarim on my Sfarim shrunk. I learn in Kolel, or I learn a Daf Yomi already. You know, what do you mean, Kabbalah Satorah? Kabbalah Satorah is the Ha'aras HaRachmim, where Hashem sends us this package in the mail, Chavilah, called Tzitzis, $1 trillion package. And a person who's Makabel Torah picks it up and starts dancing. Oh, it's Makabel, a package from Hashem. It's Mikubalalov. He accepts the fact that what he's doing is incredible. What he's involved in is incredible. He feels Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, that I have mitzvahs, that I have Torah. Someone else who's not Oisik and being Mamluch Hashem and Tikkun HaMalchus in Oisik HaTorah in order to draw Richas Yomim into Malchus, he'll learn the whole sugya of tzitzis, and he'll write a sefer on tzitzis, and he'll give a shir on tzitzis. But then he gets a package of this little beged, this clothing-looking item with some strands on it, and he's like, "Eh, return to sender. Just I don't need this," because the tzitzis on his body doesn't mean anything to him. And that's us. That's how we live our lives, without being mitchaber to the Das HaTzadik, who's always who's pumping us with chiyus and das, that what you're doing is mechubar lamala. It is so chaviv and precious in the eyes of Hashem. But that's this Eisek HaTorah, corresponding to the Stara Achas, of us at least knowing that we've done this avera of not being mechaya ourselves with the tzitzis and tefillin and Torah. We know that we've fallen into taivas, and we're aware of this sugya called taivas and this world called kina and kavod, and a person's working hard, and every single tzimtzum he's involved in, he's mechayim, mesameich himself that he was mityageya leman kvod yisborach lahagdil shem Hashem. He knows that every single bayah that he's going through is a kli for kvod shemayim, a kli for or, for chias, another tzimtzum for more chias, and he's involved in the yegiya and avodas Hashem. But there's a star shebetoich astara. So here we go back into the lashon. Alkein sarach legalis astaras kanal. Excuse me, just back a little bit. But MS. Gam betoich astar shebetoich astara. I was in a little astara. I didn't remember where we were. But we're back. Because gam betoich astar shebetoich astara. Gam shom elubo shashem yizborach. These are the ideas of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. This is how the Talmidei Baal Shem, the Dordeya of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, lived. That everything is f'mole elekos, kulo simcha, kulo chiyos. Ah, melubash Hashem Yisborach, da'ayinu ois yisatoira. Which our job as people who are mamleches koyhanim v'goy kodesh, right, the Yom HaMiyuchas, the days leading up to Kabbalah Satorah, Hashem is Himself is giving us chizik. Right, Vayisem li segula, mamleches kohanim v'goy kodesh, us as a Jew with a neshama, with a moichin, with a das of the Rebbe and Moshe Rabbeinu, we are aware that our job is to be misakin the bria, to be megale oisiyas haTorah b'chol dover, in every single thing. The kiyum of kol dover is oisiyas haTorah. In other words, nitzoytes hakedoshim. In other words, chiyas alekos, that's mislabish in the world, in the physical world, and the things that we're aware of and involved in, and the things that we encounter on a day-to-day basis, every single day. Hashem's mechadish the bria b'chol yom tovin ma'is b'reishis. Ma'aseh Bereishis is only for one thing and one thing only. Tikkun HaMalchus. Giloy HaOisiyas HaKadoshis. Giloy Kvod Shemayim. That's dafka in this world. Meaning every single thing that we encounter, it's our job to mahapich that thing into a mitzvah. Dafka in the Hastar Shebetoich Hastara. Because we have Tzimtzumim Pshutim, corresponding to Astara Achas, but we have this incredible avoida, what the Rebbe is going to call a little bit later on, of Sisrei Torah, the Tzimtzumim of Sisrei Torah, the Tzimtzumim of our bayot, of the things in our lives that seem like Sheker Gomor, in those places to be Mamlech Hashem. The whole system of parnasa and taxes and needing to go to work, having a boss and needing to file papers and apply for licenses and DMV and Misrat HaPanim, Hastara B'toich Hastara, or sitting at your dining room table about to eat supper, just tired after a long day of God knows what. And in that matziv, in that place, being mahapich the astar shebetoich astara, by being megale, that there's chiyus alekos, that's mechaya the astar betoich astara. Because why? Ki bilodo, bilodo, without oisis haTorah, without Hashem Yisborach, chiyus Yisborach, ein chiyus l'shum davar kanal. And we're not just talking about domim, inanimate objects, rocks, and marbles, countertops and plates and dishes and the things that we have. No, tzomeach, plant life, every single flower and tree that we see is noir neiros, niflos aboire, from a piece of wood can come a delicious clementine. And the animal kingdom with all of its pleos and human beings. Human beings, Hashem's mechaya, machshava, the machshava, dibur, ma'isav, every single Jew, and every single household, and every single community and every single city and every single state and every single country, there's tzimtzumim ad ein sof that Hashem is mechaya astara b'toch astara. A Jew sitting on an airplane in front of one of our distant relatives from the Umas HaOlam, a Greek person talking about, I don't know, what do Greeks involve? Discus. I think that was probably in the olden days, or whatever. Some Asian man talking about sushi. I don't know. Was that racist? Regardless, that's Hastara B'Toy Hastara, and our job to be Megala Hashem Yisborach there to create a Nachas Ruach Chodosh for Hashem. To be Misakin the whole Bria Laman Kvod Yisborach to Megala Hashem Yisborach in that place. Ki Belodo Ein Chiyas L'Shum Dover. Rak Shal Yedei Riboy Averis. A person accustoms himself to not engaging in Avodas HaEmunah, in Avodas Tikkun HaMalchus, kilo, I'm a breastliver, I don't have to do any of this stuff. Adarabba, our job is Shmir Samachshava, constantly getting up from our Yeridas and awakening our Das. Malchus is Machshavas of Emuna, knowing that Hashem is with me. Okay, those Machshavas need to be filled with Chiyas, that's for sure true. And therefore we need Esek HaTorah, that's calling Chiyas into Malchus, into our Emunah. But that's the Iker job. That's the Tachas of why we're in the world. Is the Emunah, working on our Emunah, working on being Mamlech Hashem, coming back to the idea, the Hakara, the awareness of my greatness as a Jew in the world, knowing that I have a mission, a super important mission in the world, to be Mamlech Hashem on my hamburger at my niece's first birthday party. Mamish. Belilei tzonus. And we have to do every single thing that we can in our power not to fall into Rabbonus Mikaberes is Be'aleo. Not to fall into Malchus that was Neufel into Litzarchacha Ula Anosra. Malchus that's just trapped, that's not Becheres. That happens when we are drawing from people that are machlish your das. Anyone who's saying the opposite of the emes of the Rebbe and the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and the Ari HaKadosh, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, we're just Lag BaOmer, and this isn't Chas V'Shalom to be poigim in anyone's kavod. Adarabba, Reb Shimon is mashbia shelo yisi shokach Torah miYisrael. See the Akdama and Lekutei Maran. That all the Tanoim, right after Churban Beis Hamikdash, were nichnas lekerem biyavne, and it was arranged in semicircles, like a kerem, right? Arranging each person lefi their madriga, because these Tanoim weren't thinking politically, who's president, who's the prime minister, that wasn't on their minds, that's not how they thought. They were aware of their madriga, and they were aware of which tzaddik is able to be Oile ad shleimis midas harachmim of Hashem, the or of atik yoimin of rachme Hashem, to be mamshich rachme Hashem into the bria, to be mesakin every single Jew. Of course, we need a rov to paskin halachas, and it's good to have a mentor. But a tzaddik who's tzaddik amuflug b'mala, right? Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was there. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was there and crying that there's going to be this massive just forgetfulness that sweeps over Klal Yisrael, an apikarsis that sweeps over Klal Yisrael. Crying and, oh, burst through the door like a Tom Cruise, you know, Mission Impossible situation, Lahavdil. And Rabbi Shimon is standing there holding Thor's hammer and saying, Lo yisi shokach mi pizaro. What do you think, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was like, excuse me? Do you not know that I'm Rabbi Yehuda Nasi? Who do you think you are? No, he was lit. We have a tzaddik who is oile to the darga of Shlemis Mitzarachim, who's able to fix every single Jew to the lowest pochus b'Yisrael, meaning me, meaning us. And I'm sorry if you're listening to this and you feel offended, so then it's not you. or if you're offended, it's dafka, mostly you. But to draw light down to the lowest makom, to give etza, the etza of hespoidedus. No one talks about hespoidedus because lamaisa, our hespoidedus causes dinim, lamaisa. Because we sit there in hespoidedus, sleeping half the time, and we look out the window, and, oh, it's snowing. That's interesting. Okay, I'm done. And after like 30 seconds, you're about to just explode inside. But Rabbeinu took upon himself to be misakin every single tefillah, every mitzvah that we do, to draw chiyus into that mitzvah. Eich shehu, the way that you did it, tikkun ha-malchus, the way that you were able to do it. Rabbeinu, if we're living in the Or HaTzadikim, then we know, Mayas Boyda, this is Poyel Midas Rachamim. Ah, Hashem Yisborach wants me. He wants my dibur, my dibur Torah. So right now I'm not feeling so well. So open up a sefer and read the sefer. And right now I am feeling well. So then really learn Sicha Ein Vav and see that the Rebbe says to be machnis moyach into your limud. Yeah, learn quickly. Yeah, learn a couple daf, but to be machnis a little bit of moyach according to what your level of learning is. But never ever to listen to someone who says, oh, that's not learning Torah, or oh, you can't serve Hashem in this place, or oh, or you're not poil nachas to Hashem, ma pitom. Who do you think you are? You think you're the God of Dor? What are you talking about? And that's literally our entire lives is either giving into that and being an Oyved Hashem, but like falling short and then trying again and falling short, or we gave up already 5 years ago and stopped trying Bechlal. Meaning that voice won, and now, okay, we have social responsibilities to be normal, our kids are in school, etc. But ultimately, I'm not enjoying any of this. My malchus is not becheiros. I am a victim of avodas Hashem, of being a Jew. I'm not enjoying this because you're not listening to the Rebbe. You're not listening to the Or HaDas. You're not the Kabbalah, the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Yoim chasun also. Hashem's misanig with you, with every single mitzvah. Shaveh kol hoin da'alma. Lo chaser li shum davar. Hashem's kul o chesed. Hashem's kul o chesed, kul o rachman. And you fill your head with thoughts of chios instead of thoughts of daiga. Instead of thoughts of being worried about not being good enough. Performance anxiety. Oh no, this mitzvah was bad. I can't do it. Or thoughts of parnasa, worries about parnasa, worries about how am I going to take my family on a trip to the Bahamas next year? Because my neighbor's doing that. So what am I going to do? I'll take a loan and maybe I'll be able to pay it back. And your entire life, you're just meshubit to your sviva, what's around you. You're meshubit to the voice of tochacha she'ein ru'uya, the tochacha that's destroying you in your heart. But thank the good Lord, we have the Gut Maran, and we have a Rebbe who's megala to us, and not just megala to us, but brings it down to us and holds our hand and allows us to be mekayim. The kibelodo ein chiyus l'shum dover rak shal yedei riboy averus hafach divri l'kim chayim l'gamre at shenepach etzlo mechach masator l'posius. We've been conned, we've been tricked, it's a bluff, and we gave in. We were conned into thinking that Yiddishkeit is just impossible. And the truth is, it is impossible. Hashem Yisbarach created the world bebechinas malchus. Malchus means you feel nothing. It's impossible. You see nothing. It's all hastara. Every single thing here is hastara. And that's bidiyuk, what your shlichus is. Hashem Yisbarach daika wants it to be a world of hastara and be'ayot and problems. Each person according to their problem. Shalom bayis and shidduchim and parnasa and children and learning and davening and ruchnias and taivis, etc. Bilbulim. Like we, like the Rebbe said, Chiddush Kamoni Lahaya Ma'olam. Each person can say that about them on their level of being mivulbal. Chiddush Kamoni Bilbulim Lahaya Ma'olam. I'm just lost. Talmud Bilbulim, and that's called Malchus. Each person was given their Malchus, their Bilbulim, their Hastaris. Because this is how Hashem wants it to be. For us to be mitorer from a shvir sakelim, a place where we cannot see bichlal what we are being pol amala. If we had any hasaga, any true hasaga of what it means a tenua in olam hazeh, let alone a mitzvah, let alone al shtikal lima gemara and shulchan aruch, let alone a little lima lekuta maran, which is plf, the lima of the sefer of the tzaddik of olam. But every single tenua of a Jew that's with Gilui Kvod Hashem, that's with Hashkachas Hashem, if we had any idea of what it was Paul Amala, we would lose our minds. And therefore Hashem created the world in a way of Tzimtzum, in a way of Malchus. And that's how it has to be. Our job is Tikkun HaMalchus by drawing down Arichas Yomim, Chiyus, into Malchus, Al Yedei, Eisek HaTorah. Which is happening through Giloy, being Megale Hastaros, which are only Hastaros when we're not treating them, when we're not recognizing them, when we're not Megale, revealing the fact that Hashem wants Hastaros. When you do reveal that, then Hastaros are Nishapich into Tzimtzumim, which are Torah, right? Torah's Midas Yamai Mahi, Torah's Kulo Midoisov Shel Hashem Yisborach. Torah's kul midoyis of Hashem, sheimas Hashem yisborach. Our job and our abilities, our power, is to be mahapich hastara into Torah, into das, and hastara shebetoyach hastara into das gadol meod, das gadol meod, shleimis midas arachamim, the giloy of kedushas ritzono yisborach that Hashem wants me and sees me and gets me in my place. And that's the beginning of Espoidedus, where you can talk to Hashem and know that you're heard. And not just heard because you force Hashem to be there. And it's this like rich guy who's forced to sit with like his friend's nephew's, you know, second cousin. And it's like, no, when are you done? It's the tachlis of Ahava and his chabros. Hashem is there and listening with a open ear, and we're our diburim, our poel in the panemius of the entire bria. We have the koach of mishane teva with our tefillah, with every word that we say. When we're mahapich dastar shabatech hastar to das gadol, which is the das that the Rebbe is talking about here. You don't even know that there shenasalo keheter. You don't even know shenasalo keheter. You just stop involving yourself in avodas Hashem, in proper avodas Hashem, which is tikkun HaMalchus, which is digging to find in choishech to find and to use a muna to find Hashem where you are. You stopped and you think it's mutter to not be involved in it. Whoa, what do I need it for? It's not really important. It's not really for our generation either. I mean, it's a yechidei skula, sure, that it can reach levels of ahavas Hashem and yiras Hashem. I'm just a simple Jew, simple idiot. Yeah, you're an idiot. You're never going to healthily learn how to engage in oilam hazeh. Now you're a person who thinks it's normal to be ba'atzus. It's normal. Dude, it's not normal. It's pashit, not normal. Be mitchaber, and if you are an atzvus, then adarabba. That's the greatest avodas Hashem. Break atzvus, and then you're not going to feel anything change. So do it again, and then do it again, and do it again. And then after 10, 20, 50 times that you broke atzvus, you'll access Arichas Yomim and then see like, whoa, I was just mamshich insane shefa. My atzvus is the greatest tikkun because the more atzvus I have, the more shefa I draw by breaking that atzvus. I'm mehapich my atzus into a tzimtzum of avodas Hashem, of a new mitzvah. But no, you don't even know shenasal keheter. It's mutter to be b'atzus, aser to be b'simcha. Right? We all have poiskim, we all have rabbanim that we at least know. Maybe we don't have a poisik call every day, but we have rabbanim that we know, that we've spoken to. And we call our Rav and we say, Rav, it was a rough day for me. I'm embarrassed to even tell you what went on today. Just tell me one thing. Is it mutter for me to be besimcha right now? So he's going to say, I'm sorry, I have to call you back. Give me a few minutes. And he's going to hang up the phone. Okay, fine. Thank you so much for your time. And you're sitting there waiting at the phone, biting your nails, just destroying yourself. Causing yourself immense tsar, and thinking it's like gewaldic and like a madriga that how much tsar you're causing yourself. And finally, the phone rings and it's your Rav, and you pick up the phone, and you have such hope. And he says, Rabid, I have great news for you. It's usher for you to be besimcha. Wow, Baruch Hashem, thank you, Rebbe. You hang up the phone and now you're like really serious, and you're coming home and you're yelling at your spouse and your kids, and you know, anyone who comes within an inch of you gets burnt immediately. And you think this is like gewaldic. When we have the Rebbe who paskins for us mitzvah gedola liyos besimcha tamid, and he has the tikkun hamalchus of kol olam kulo. Kol olam kulo, his voice is the voice of reason, the voice of truth in the world, the tachlis hadas. I don't know anything. My brain is kulo dimyoni. It's just a delusional space of some psych ward in my brain, and I'm just getting rid of it and putting actual brain inside my head called Rabbeinu and Rav Nosson, and called Moshe Rabbeinu, Mitzvah Satorah, Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad, which is Emunah, being mizbatal Tashem from Olam Hazeh, being mechaber Ruchnius and Gashmius, and which is Tikkun HaMalchus, living in a world that's a world of Kedusha, a world of Shleimus HaMalchus, of Oyrish HaMashiach, where you know the relevance of your daily normal life. Al kein tzarich legalos hastaros hanal. Therefore, it's our job to be megalos hastaros, right? Because if you don't know the shenasa lo keheter, shebzichinas hastaros shebetoch hastara, therefore you need to be megalos hastaros. So you at least know that there's a hastara, and you could start being mityageya to come back to a world of yishuv hadas, of arichos yamim, where you can actually breathe and you don't feel like you're just being entangled by a python around your heart. Where you can breathe. You're in a space that's tight, but you know that no, this is what Hashem wants. This is Avodas Hashem right now. I'm part of the team. I'm hired as an essential member of this team that's constantly killing it, and I'm just winning. I'm profiting every second. I'm in this machine that just doesn't stop producing ischachas. Hashem's mechaya the bria b'chol eis, and it's my job to megale the astoros so that now I can serve Hashem with that and be aware. So when I wake up in the morning and the sun comes out, I don't think, oh, cool, a little yellow orb that's producing light that's passing through an incredibly cold space and coming down to where I'm sitting right now, and it's just miraculously warm, not really understanding. Well, b'man l'chashem, every morning on the sun, the rising of the sun is not teva. Hashem's manig the entire bria. And you being megala, that is avodas Hashem, is nachas ruach, is mitzvah se'emuno. The first of the Aseret HaDibros is anoichi Hashem aleikecha asher etzeichum eretz Yisrael, which in the minyan of mitzvahs in the Zohar Kodesh is the first mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of emuno. Veloisia veloisia lekim acherim, not to have lekim acherim, not to make a mitzias of any human being and any single thing, not to make a mitzias of it. which is then mastir and malim the anoichi. Then you can't access anoichi if you make a mitzias of a ben adam. If you make a mitzias of this $200 steak, no, stop. Bimam l'chashem, bimitchagaya according to your darga, according to your, the thoughts that you know, even if they're simple as can possibly be, this is kosher. That's avoid Hashem according to your madrega. And don't be this like grace over the Hashem, like, oh, it's kosher, everyone eats kosher. I want the kavanas harashash. I want a chilas avram avinu. Right? No, every single shavah starts simple. Ah, it's kosher. Okay, I can make a bracha. Ah, Hashem is mechayet right now. Oh, it's oisiyas haTorah. Oh, it has a different mare, different tam, different reach. Ah, there's different oisiyas. Whether or not it's moist or it's hard, whether or not it's spicy or it's sweet, whether or not it's dark or it's light, these are all seder ha'oisiyas hakadoshis. These are all tzimtzumim dikdusha for us to be mamlech Hashem on, and us as human beings, our job is to be ma'arich malchus, to draw arichus yamim into malchus, giving value and chias to every single thing in the bria. So al kein sorich legal sa stars an al vaze al yedei shemam shechariches yamim l'toich ha'malchus. Because das kanal, das is the chibur of chasadim and gvuris, which means that you know gvur, the chelak ha'gvuris is the chelak ha'stara, and you know bivadai that Hashem wants ha'stara, and the chelak of chasadim is being meir the ha'stara, that's mahapachin into a tzimtzum, into a new chiddush, a new shtikel avodas Hashem, a new shtikel tikkun ha'malchus, for you to be misameach and mechai yourself in. And through this das, a person can know shafilu b'soich ha'stara ba'atzma v'afilu b'toich ha'stara shebetoich ha'stara gam shom luba shashem yizborach da'ainu ha'toiro. Givaldik. Not givaldik because I need everything to be givaldik, 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 givaldik. Givaldik because I know Hashem is nimtza here in my hastara, my star shebetoich hastara. Adarabo, my star b'toich hastara, as we'll see later on, is the ikur chiyusa yisborach, is the greatest tzimtzum, the greatest tainug, called sisrei Torah, the greatest tainug of Hashem. I think here, stop. Hopefully we'll get to Isaiah if we actually just like can move a little bit. I know I'm stuck, but Bezrat Hashem will move a little quicker in the next few shirim. Now that we have these Yesoidis. And Chaim Tov L'Shalom. Until next time.